This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Educators in Chicago are calling on universities to protect international student protesters. President Trump is threatening to cancel their student visas. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillips spoke with Daryl Lee, who is a legal scholar at the University of Chicago. He says a directive Trump signed this week encourages university leaders to report non-citizen students who are engaged in pro-Palestinian activism to the government. But Lee says universities are not legally obligated to cooperate.
And indeed, they should not cooperate with it. In fact, cooperating with the executive order appears to be directly in violation of schools' obligations under federal privacy law concerning student records.
Lee encourages students to be aware of their rights under U.S. law. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is directing the state to not hire anybody convicted of crimes connected to the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th of 2021. My colleague Alex Degman reports WBEZ has obtained a copy of a letter from Pritzker to Raven Devon, who is director of the state's Central Management Services. Pritzker says state statute requires CMS to reject job seekers who have engaged in infamous or disgraceful conduct. He says convictions stemming from January 6 cases of violence against law enforcement officers, threats against members of Congress, and destruction of federal property, among others, all amount to such conduct. Pritzker said in the letter that's all antithetical to the mission of the state. A spokesperson for the governor's office, when reached by email, would not comment. Illinois State Police Academy graduates can earn college credit in a new partnership with several state universities. Troopers and officers can earn hours toward a bachelor's degree in criminal justice after finishing their cadet training. ISP Director Brendan Kelly says the Academy's curriculum covers topics that are also taught at universities.
Ongoing education helps people further their critical thinking and communication skills, as well as generate new ideas and perspectives, which ISP is always looking for.
ISP will also reimburse tuition for troopers with at least 1 year of service who complete work-related college courses. So this weekend, you'll see a change in the weather from heavy rain and fog, a flood watch, and below freezing temperatures tonight. That'll be followed by the possibility of record-breaking warmth by Sunday.
You know, it's a fun, active weather week. You know, that's part of the reason why we enjoy doing the job that we do. We get a little bit of everything.
David King is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says precipitation will mostly move on by tonight.
So we'll drop down below freezing tonight. Maybe a little bit of mixed accumulation overnight Saturday into Sunday morning. And we're going to see some pretty above normal temperatures on Sunday. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty whether or not we can actually break the record.
King says temperatures would have to surpass 52 degrees on Sunday to break the record from February 2nd of 2020. Right now, Sunday's forecast is partly cloudy with a high near 50. So the weather recap, you've got some rain and patchy fog this afternoon, a high in the upper 30s, and then tonight partly cloudy and blustery, a low in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.